You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Revealing Better Results. And we have with us today Mrs. Tracy Lamori of Lamori PR Media. She is an award-winning media specialist. She has offices in Toronto and Hollywood, and she operates beyond. She is also nominated for Women of Inspiration in Media, which is awesome. And she's also passionate about amplifying important issues and giving a voice to those who may not have one. So we are very honored to have her here with us today. And hi, Tracy. How are you today?
Hi. I'm honored to be here speaking to you and to your audience. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. So just wanted to talk to you just a little bit about what you're doing. And, you know, we rolled into a new year. Things are rolling out. People are excited and, you know, just trying to move forward in their business and their brands. So what do you have going on at the beginning of the year?
Already way so much for me and a lot of my clients. And that's because I, you know, we're all locked up right now. And so there's no, it's funny because I had my 26th wedding anniversary we had Christmas, right? Then we had the 26th wedding anniversary and the 30th and then New Year's Eve. But all that stuff, we're in like lockdown here. Everything's closed, no restaurants. And if you go to a hotel, you're just going to be doing the same as you do at home. So what I did through it all is I worked, and people are like, oh, that's so sad. But I enjoyed it. But I had that quiet time at my desk. I was crossing everything off, finding new opportunities, you know, while things weren't coming at me because everyone else was quiet. And so I was able to literally start the new year running for a whole bunch of clients. I think I posted, I lost count already now, but at the end of, on Tuesday evening, about 7 o'clock, halfway through my business day, I posted, we're two official business days into the year, and, you know, 5 days into the year, and I've already, by that point, had booked 12 different clients on 18 different media spots, plus 14 media spots for myself. So that's just, and plus finding different opportunities and sending them things, you know, apply for this award. And so, you know, we have just not let COVID stop us at all. We incorporated during COVID, and I've been telling all my clients, and I work literally with, you know, celebrities, but I also work with people across industries, literally entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, everything, you know, people in medicine. I have a psychologist, a diversity expert, a real estate agent, a neuromarketing guy, a marketing SEO person. So literally across industries. And what I'm telling all of them is, as many doors closed in 2020, like a lot of shit, you know, closed for me. I wasn't able to go travel. Although I was supposed to do some reality television on a music program with some clients. We traveling 6 different cities on the West Coast, which, you know, would have been great. And all that stuff shut down. So, you know, the word of the year was pivot, right? But I really am saying things opened up. There's so many more reputable, amazing podcasts now, platforms like you're providing. You know, more of them are existing now as people are home and saying, gee, what do I do with my talent and how do I share other people's talents? And then also, how do we network and how do we market in this new world? And one thing that I've been saying too is, in terms of entrepreneurs and also even anybody who has a message, it could be a book, could be an inspiring message of the heart that you know, or an activist message. Now's a really good time because everybody is where you are. The TV stars are sitting at their couch looking at the same screen you are. Every business person is thinking, how am I going to position myself? What am I going to do in this new world? Or at least, you know, while I can't do anything until we wait for things to come back, you know, to whatever extent, you know, or we can travel and all that fun stuff again. So right now, if you take the opportunities to get on a podcast, to go and speak on panels that are still existing but have gone virtual. For example, if you're a real estate agent, just an average agent, look for opportunities in real estate internationally that you could speak on, whatever. And then next year when you'll have on your resume, when COVID's closed down, I spoke at the International Real Estate Symposium in Tokyo, Japan. I just made that up, but, because they don't have to fly. The bar is lower. They still want excellent speakers, so it's still prestigious, but the bar is lower because now they don't have to commit to flying you there and putting you up at a hotel and, all of that. So find those opportunities. And it's all about the pitch, though. Make sure you have a really well-crafted little pitch. And then the world, is actually open, even if it feels closed. So that's my far too long answer to your question.
Well, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So that's awesome. So, rolling it right out, keeping it going, looking for new opportunities. That's definitely what it's all about. And I'm so glad that you share that message, just to lift people up and let them know that things are different. We do have to shift and pivot, but you can still win. You can still get ahead. You can still feel like you're accomplishing things. And
use this time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's awesome. And we love having this platform. We want to give people like yourself just the opportunity just to share what they're doing, what they have going on, who they're working with, just to inspire people, because right now people are feeling down. They're feeling like, hey, how can I get ahead? Right now, there's so many things blocking me, but you have to tap into that.
Yeah, and I can give people some free, real world tips, later on, if you want to, things they can actually do, after the podcast, where they can go and listen, and a couple, free resources, that whether they're entrepreneurs or business people, well, if they figure out how to use them right, which I'll try to explain a little, it's just basically about finding media opportunities, where reporters are. Everyone knows about press releases, which is where you have to think about, gee, what am I doing that's newsworthy, and try to reach out. Well, what I call the opposite of a press release is similar to, PodMatch and Matchmaker and these services that match great guests up with great podcasts. There's also services for mainstream reporters, and I've gotten clients this month, literally just this last 3 weeks, in the New York Times and Reader's Digest using this one service, and it's free for anybody to use. You don't have to be a publicist. What it is you sign up, and three times a day you get in your inbox a list of requests from reporters all across North America, mostly stateside. And it's literally everything, Oprah.com, The List, NBC, MSNBC, everything, almost everything you could think of, they use it. It's when they've been assigned a story. So they're not looking for a story. They have a story, but they're looking for the source to fit in that story on a quick timeline. And so you literally see them, lots of wide ones for entrepreneurs, but there are also ones, for moms. Like when you read Parenting Magazine and they say, Angela in New Jersey has twins and she says this about that. How did they find her? She didn't have a publicist. There's all these sources where you can say, hey, that's me. You can interview me about that. And there's a whole bunch of business. The most primarily they're business opportunities for experts to get quoted. But, you could be an expert. It doesn't mean doctor, lawyer. It could be entrepreneurs speaking on entrepreneurship with the kind of question you started with. As an entrepreneur, how has your year been? What you doing? What is your outlook for 2021? What do you think this is all going to be like? That's a couple that I've seen recently. But they were just general call-outs. And, whoever's getting picked for those, one of them I think was Associated Press. So they're going to be named in, that article, which is going to go to 100 newspapers. Bam, and that's free. It's just a matter of understanding yourself as an expert, and really having the confidence to put yourself forward, kind of build up yourself to do that. And then I say, then you can build up your brand or take your message public or whatever it is you're trying to, the goal is, and then, win.
Right. And definitely, leveraging the power of the internet and just how easily you can definitely share across multiple platforms. You know, you can, like you said, you find one good channel and they'll distribute your content, you know, all over to all these different places, which I think is great. And, you know, and people don't have to start, you know, on a national level. You can start in your local community, you know, target that area, people who are, you know, readily and available, and then work your way up.
Absolutely. Well, there's two sides to that. Number one, you're right. There are things like the weekly, your weekly newspaper and your local cable television show. They're actually, not just are they interested, but they actually are mandated to have a view, you know, to the local. That's what they report on. They don't report on the big story. So absolutely. And then podcasts, there's a ton of, you know, influential big name podcasts that are, you know, 300,000 downloads a day or whatever. But there's also a bunch of really great building and developing ones with like, you know, amazing hosts and amazing content. And, you know, and then there's all the ones in between, right? So varying levels, depending on the strength of your pitch and, you know, your, because it, you don't have to have a lot of experience. It could be a strong pitch itself. It could be a compelling guest. And then obviously the more you gather on, the more it, easier it is to get them. Once people are able to look and listen to other episodes you've done in other segments and think, oh, gee, that's interesting. Yeah, I'd like to interview them. So it all builds on. But the other thing is, it's not necessarily that you have to build to national, because there are definitely national outlets, you know, with research and like with publicists, we know them, we don't have to reinvent the wheel, but if you sat there and, you know, spent the time that I spend in the research, you'd find the opportunities too, you know. But there are some that I've developed over time. Like one, for example, is Authority Magazine, which is related to a lot of the writers also write for Thrive Global, which is owned by Arianna Huffington, who opened, you know, Huffington Post, a well-known national, it's not a print magazine, but it's well-known national, you know, and they're read widely, excellent SEO. If you're, it's certainly impressive, and if your name's on there, it's great, right? And they have a series, and most people don't know, you just see the article, they have about 120 ongoing series that cover lots of different things. Like, for example, you know, some clients have gotten them in the, you know, women in wellness, some in a couple in the mental health champion series. And these series, when I say series, I mean there's a series of articles, and if you're featured in one of them, you're the only one in that article. This is not something you can be paid, you pay to get in. This is pitch, right, where they're convinced that you're a good fit. And you're the feature of that article with a nice big picture and things they had the pleasure of sitting down with. They ask you 15 questions. It's hugely a nice, prestigious article. And they, again, they have about I've gotten nearly every one of my clients, and I have more than 20 clients across industries. I've gotten nearly every one of them featured in that. And you can't pay for that. And the way is now, of course, I have a relationship with the editor, and I've given him so much good stuff, it's almost automatic now, right? But that's not the kind of publication it is. What it actually is the reason I was able to do that is because it's all, again, all about the pitch, like the pitch. And I looked through every one of those 100 and so ongoing articles, and like I mentioned, some of them, you know, but let's give you an example of the breadth and how it's women leading the real estate industry, meet the women leaders of cannabis brands, like in Canada and legal states, the mental health champions, women in wellness, just literally, then the generic ones like meet the disruptors. So if anybody who has a business that's changing things, you can get into the meet the disruptors, right? And there's other ones that are more generic, but they're not generic in terms of the story. It's generic means it fits a lot of people. And then once they interview you, of course, your story is absolutely unique and different, and it's a big article just about you. But there's some that are like, you know, meet the black executives of the C-suite, meet the women. Like, you see what I mean? There's a lot of different, like, so they're not necessarily that you have to be this certain person doing this certain job. It's not all Hollywood. They just did a profile of me called Inspirational Women of Hollywood. So, you know, but I thought that was funny. But, yeah, because they know me now, so they're like, well, we want to put you in this one. We see all your work, right? But, so that's, for example, anybody that comes to me, or if, you know, if you call me as a friend and ask me, I could pitch you to that. You know, so that's one thing right off the top. I haven't met a client yet that I couldn't get in that. That's national. And once they get that, you know, boom. But I often tell the other, except to build on, but I often tell the story of another client who's still with me 3 years later, and I charged her, you know, my bottom entry-level price minus some, because she was a 26-year-old, you know, entrepreneur who had some life challenges. She wanted to start, she wanted to, you know, she was a mindset coach. You know, a lot of people are. So how do you differentiate yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So she thought, if she started to share her story about what she had been through, people would realize that she wasn't just talking and this was real. So she said she was going to start sharing her story of how she managed to live a successful life with bipolar. And the day she hired me, literally, like no word of a lie, the next day I was looking through those, like the next day, I guess, I was looking through those things I was just explaining to you in the services that I can, you know, name, that, and it said Good Housekeeping Magazine, so 150-year-old iconic American magazine, was looking to speak to women who would share their, between 25 and 40, who were going to share their stories of bipolar, who didn't mind having their name attached. And I said, not only do I have someone willing to do that, but I have someone who literally yesterday made it her mission to do that. Like she decided yesterday, and she wants to do it to help other people. So Good Housekeeping literally said, I'll interview your girl at 10 in the morning. So zero media experience. Not only did she get into that article, but they put her in the print issue of Good Housekeeping. And that's one of the, you know, five magazines you see at the drugstore, at the grocery store checkout. And so for the next 2 years since then, now she's been in 50 things. I couldn't even name them all. Some magazine, including Self Magazine, I think, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Because now all we have to say is, as featured in Good Housekeeping Magazine, you know, I'm not my mental illness. She's available to speak on, you know, how she coaches people through, bam. Right. One article, one email, through a free service that anybody can. So all the key on that is, you know, perfecting your little pitch. I always say life's a pitch. When they say it's a bitch, tell them they got it wrong. No, no. It's a pitch and they're just doing it wrong. Because whether it's your job or you're getting funding or everything's about communication, right? So
yes, it is.
Yeah, you gotta perfect that, and then the world opens up. Because I didn't have, I did. Now it's all impressive, international award-winning publicists, blah blah blah. You know, but when I started, like it was. I remember 8 years or 9 years of this time when I had $50 in my account, and I was nervous because I had a 10-year-old, and you know, I had to borrow, no lie, you know, $20 from a friend who was doing better than me, because $20 would save my life that day. And so I remember that clearly, you know, as well, and so. And that's the reality. So if you're there, like, and I was not university educated for this. I didn't go to school for this or anything else other than past, you know, grade 13. And then I was in entry level, and we have grade 13 in Canada, which was at that time, now they have just 12. But I went through my, you know, regular high school, and that was it. I didn't have money to go to school or anything. And when I started my company, when I finally, which started because 20 years ago I was doing advocacy work and I learned how to write a press release to help get an innocent man off death row. Interestingly enough, he was actually released 20 years later through the help of lawyers. And it took 15 years, you know, after that work started, which we still talk today, but after that work started, till I realized, wait a minute, the skills I developed doing that, I can actually monetize and make a career out of. And so, you know, most people don't have that death row story, but, you know, you have something you love or something you're passionate about or something. And chances are, if you really thought about it, you've got skills that you could monetize in that. It's a matter of, like, having the faith in yourself and just having that aha moment. And I'm so glad I kind of answered that aha moment, because I ended up building this life that sounds mythical, you know. Oh, wow, because normally when it's not COVID, there's VIP parties and there's travel. Like 2019, I was traveling 9 different trips with 8 different clients and one friend at the time, but to for helping them with some work to what was it, like all these cities on 5 different countries and 4 continents and all that stuff. So a life I could never have imagined, because I didn't go to school for that, and I certainly didn't have the wherewithal to have any contacts to make that happen. Any contacts I originally had came from the advocacy work and the political work and, you know, celebrities that were doing activist work. And then for years, that's all I was doing. And then I had the light bulb moment that I could, hey, I can serve small businesses this way. I can serve artists this way. I can serve people whose messaging, you know, is good. And also other activists and all that stuff, because I only take on things I still feel. And I want to keep being that way. You know, my money's never going to, you know, be more important than the messaging. So.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, on that note, we are going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back with Ms. Tracy Lamore.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, We've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN. All right, and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We are here continuing our conversation with Tracy Lamore of Lamore PR and Media. Welcome back. Welcome back. And, yeah, let's continue where we left off. And you were talking about doing some traveling and how you couldn't imagine this lifestyle that you now have, which is awesome.
With the message being that, you know, most importantly, it's just that, like, it came from literally – you know, I was an activist and an entry-level telemarketer, and, you know, my husband was in an entry-level sales job, and, you know, we didn't ever think of this as a career, the skills that we were developing, you know, as a career, and it took us a long, long time to realize, oh, wait, these are actually developed skills. So, you know, not to talk about this, you know, to put it on me, other than just to hopefully really inspire people to realize that, like, because if I say, oh, I'm an award-winning publicist and all this now, it's like, oh, that's great, you know. That's not me, people think, you know? But, like, I'm literally, most of my friends, you know, it wasn't long ago that I was, you know, really worried about money, you know, and I'm still building that money pot, which is coming bigger and bigger now as more and more clients come, you know, but I'm not a business person. I wasn't business-minded. I didn't learn to be in business. That wasn't my, you know, background. Otherwise, I probably would have been a millionaire young. You know, I didn't care for that. I didn't try to do that. Now I realize how it's important to build wealth, and I would have been way more effective if I had built wealth, you know, in those days, and then kept doing the activist things I was doing, because then I would have imagined what I could have done if I had the money. It wasn't, you know, at the bottom of $20.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, just being that inspiration and, you know, helping people be authentic to who they are, I think that helps them better serve who they want to serve. You know, and it will actually attract, you know, those people because you're aligned with, you know, their vision and what they see for themselves and their futures.
Absolutely. People work with who they like, right? And you know that vibe, your vibe attracts your tribe. That's real in business as well as in your personal life. So authenticity is huge. It's important. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is. It's major. You know, and I dabble in just talking about brands and just kind of helping people kind of like identify that it's not just about, you know, just being an image and how you're looking. It's about your content and your journey and interjecting that into, you know, how you can better serve people and help them over whatever they're trying to overcome.
Exactly, yeah. I think that's our responsibility, you know. Mm-hmm. As part of my message, too, when I do that, you know, when they asked me to speak about being a power woman and all that, so I said, I'm always like, let's unwrap it. We're all power women, you know? And so if you're not doing the things that you think that you would personally call that yet, maybe you want to, but just think about how to, just like, you know, build up your confidence, not even your confidence. You can be a confident person, but yet you still in life, but you still may not see yourself as the person that's on that stage getting those awards or the person that's in the media getting quoted, you know? So once you realize that, no, you can kind of build that voice up, right, and that understanding that you have that seat at the table and that authoritative voice, and then, you know, I show how to find ways to build up your brand or, you know, make your goals, get your message out depending on what your goal is, or, you know, make your $1 million if your goal is money, like if you're building a brand or a business, right, get to where you need to be, and then after that, once you've achieved that goal, now that you've got all this extra money and or these extra platforms, well, what is success and what do you do with it? Is that, are you done, or what can you do and how can you use that to, you know, better your community, better causes you care about, better, you know what I mean, all those things, whatever you're called on. And that goes into the work of somebody that said now, like, that I should name check my client, because that's something I just have a little idea in my head, and then I met this amazing lady who does that work. That Duvall states that she's a diversity expert, but beyond that, she also talks to like high level and high performing, you know, executives and, you know, big money people about that. Like, I guess her population of clients, potential clients, people who have reached the pinnacles of success in whatever, but they're like, okay, so now what? So what is really success? You know, so now that you're there, what can you do with that? Right. So I don't know what the answers are to that. I've never seen her actually in, you know, working with them. So that would be neat. But you know what I mean? That's an interesting question. Right. So, and I resonated with that right away because that's how I feel too. I'm like, you know, that's part of the, not even authentic, but I mean the organic message that kind of came out of my mouth when somebody put me on a stage instead of talking about what's a power woman, you know?
Right. Yeah. Because it's different for everybody, right? Like, you know, I'm powerful in this area, but I know someone else who's powerful in this area. You know, we get together, great things are going to happen, you know? So that's awesome.
And they may not be thinking of themselves, and maybe in their own life, maybe they're not on any national stage. They're not necessarily doing anything great at work that they're playing. Like, maybe they just, you know what I mean? It's all of us. It's all with them. Like, even if you just got your proverbial crap together and got through this crazy year and people are counting on you and, you know, yet you feel like you haven't done anything, but you're gonna, you know what I mean? Like, that's all of that. Get that power to be like, I can do it. You know, that's what's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, small steps, you know, get us to where we're going. You know, I'm a firm believer in that. Just writing down something, you know, it could be little, you know, but the next thing you know, you turn around, you're like, oh my goodness, look at this journey that I went on.
And it makes it real.
I'm excited about the next phase.
Yeah, it makes it real. You know, you're right. And then, you know, it's true. Like, the mountain makes it look so far away, but you're like, okay, so maybe I don't believe I can get to the mountain. You know, it seems so far. But, you know, can I take a step or two? Because once I take a step or two, then I can see, oh, maybe I can get a little bit higher, you know? Mm-hmm. And also, at that once, that plateau that step got me to, who knows what opportunities are there that are going to help me get a little further that I didn't see. You know, there might be a ladder there that's going to lead me, you know what I mean? So you just got to go there and then with a positive attitude. And, you know, not to be all the secret and all that crap or Pollyanna or anything in the way because, like, you know, not to... You know, some of us have privilege, and some of us have some crazy challenges, and we all have some challenges, whether they're in our minds or literally in front of us that are nearly impossible to get over, you know. But even those ones that are nearly impossible, people, other human beings like yourself, not like you or like me, I'm saying to the world, like yourself, whoever the listener, you know, the other humans like you have gotten past that. Somebody in the world has had that same challenge. As bad as it is, and I'm talking like terrible stuff. I've done work. I've heard some horrible stories, you know, like with prison and justice work and all that, right? So people have done some terrible things. But you've been a victim of terrible crimes and you've lost. I mean, no matter what it is, you got through it and you're still here today too. So you didn't get through, like Jimmy Dennis, you know, spent 25 years on Jethro and he always said never, never give up and still does. When he is depressed and when he's feeling all PTSD and all that because, you know, it's a rough life, I'll say to him, you know, a quote I heard last year, and I don't even know who said it, which is, we didn't get this far to only get this far. And that's true of every single one of us, right? Like, no matter how far this far is, if this far is where you want to be or nowhere near where you want to be, you still got up. You made it through. You didn't let all those people that did all those things get you down. You might, you know, they might have got you down, but they didn't knock you out. They didn't, you know, you're still standing. And so keep standing. And keep walking, and then maybe you can run a little bit, and things are going to get better, and opportunities will come. But, you know, as long as you're stuck in those challenges, and again, I'm not minimizing because, like, you know, some people, and so again, some of us are privileged, and some of us, you know, are dealing with things, and we're starting it at, like, so far. You know what I mean? Some people are able to start and just catapult over all the challenges because they have all these helping hands or they have money or they have a face that gets them in there. You know what I mean? Some people don't have that. And we have to just take different steps. But you have to be strategic and you have to be smart and you have to, quote, you know, not let the bastards get you down. You know that saying? You just have to keep going.
Yes.
And show them what you can do and then win.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, this has been awesome. I mean, I feel privileged. You talk about privilege to have talked to you today, and I just feel uplifted, and I'm sure.
Thank you. That's so nice to hear. I hope, I hope my little message, because that's really what it's about. It's about, because, I don't like being in that position where people are like, oh, Power Woman Tracy, come on stage. Unless I can say, hold on, let me tell you the truth. That's all nice. Yeah, I accomplished all my, I'm proud of all my accolades. I mean, every one of them I worked hard for, you know. Mm-hmm. And I keep working hard every night till 3 in the morning to make them happen. But at the same time, you know, it's not because I'm special. It's because somehow I found the time to do that and the effort and the whatever. And you know what? Not everybody can even do that, right? Because we have different barriers in our time or 5 kids running around. But you know what? There's always something you can do. Like, find the things, find the little wedges, find the places you can get in, use your networks, you know. Just Google, like, think about opportunities. Like, just think. Recently, when I was nominated for that Women of Inspiration, and I ended up winning, but I never thought about those kind of awards myself before. First thing I did is nominate all kinds of my awesome, you know, Power Women clients from across industries and across experiences and, you know, all their diverse glory, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we started thinking, gee, all of us, what other opportunities are that we never thought of, because we're not among the pool of women that are normally, you know, nominated for these things. Because you don't get the awards if you're not nominated. And all the women, half the women in these things are, you know, in middle banking, you know, whatever. And I'm sure they do great jobs, but they're not necessarily the most inspirational or the most influential or the most, they're just the ones that are getting nominated. Just like I was nominated and been lucky to be nominated, you know? And so then we started Googling women's awards. Into, you know, business or women, entrepreneur or business. And do you know, I found probably 20 international awards that you, me, all my female entrepreneurs clients qualify for. And if you win, and they've been going on 20 years, we've never heard of them. And they're done by L'Oreal. And if you win, you get money and they take you to Paris. That's one of them.
Right.
So
wow.
I submitted me and all my clients for it. Let's see. Mm-hmm. But I, you see that what I mean, though, there's opportunities that our eyes are not open to. Just like you guys don't know about those opportunities I said about everyday media is looking for people to be quoted. Right? So once you know and you're in that mix, then you're in that mix and you're, quote unquote, at a different level. You're at that level that you thought you couldn't get at.
Right. Wow. Life-changing.
Right? It is. And if anyone wants to, as a message, I work internationally, not to be a pitcher, I mean, if you call on the promises, but I do keep my prices, I'm stupid price for PR, really low, because I actually care about this message that I pass on, and most people hearing it can't afford, you know, big house PR prices, which are like $3,000 a month, 3 month minimum to start a big major campaign, and people can't even, at an entrepreneur level, not only do they not have that money, but they can't get their head around that. They don't even know what a 3 month PR campaign is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't, 80% of entrepreneurs I deal with, they've never thought about themselves in media. They think about advertising, they spend money on advertising, but they never thought about themselves, the other side, the earned media, getting quoted. It just hasn't been a thing they know how to do. So I offer that at like different packages, you know, where I can make things happen for as low as $500. I never take people's money and nothing happens. If you hire me for a month and nothing happens in that month, you get the, which has literally never happened, because I know how to make this work. But I mean, if some crazy thing happened and someone hired me and, you know, the universe was just insane and everything had changed in the world and for some reason I didn't get them any play, I would be more upset than that, and their month would turn into to the end of time until I got them enough play, you know, and I would be committed to. So I never, like, at the end of the contract, even now, I'll be like, I'll evaluate, a client will know they're probably ready to pay me again, their time's up, and I'll look over that 3 months. Am I happy with that? If I was that client, would I be thrilled with that? And if I have a high bar, if I wouldn't be thrilled with that, then I'm gonna get them some more. So they're really excited before I even say to them, now it's time to renew. Because I don't want anybody walking away saying, you know, yeah, I paid the Maury Media and it was okay. No, I want you walking away being excited. I'm a PR company. Mm-hmm. That's my business. Showing your friends, having all your friends share the article, and then you, all my clients share, thanks so much, Tracy, for getting me in this. You know, like, that's how it works. I want that happy, you know?
Yeah,
I want that
absolutely.
People to be happy.
That's right. Absolutely. It's I'm the same way. You know, I want my clients blown away. I want them to be like, yes, you saw this in me.
And that's why all my clients are like literally 80% of my business, 80% are repeat clients or referrals. I've literally never placed an ad. The only part of my business that's not repeat clients or referrals is once in a while, a lot of people will connect with me on LinkedIn. And once in a while in a blue moon, I'll have time to go and look and I'll be like, wow, that's a really interesting person there. Like usually some, like the most recent one, some woman, I go click over, she's like, send me a friend request. I go to see who it is. And her name is Anita Erskine. I'd never heard of her because I'm not, you know, there's a million famous people, but we're not in that world. And in Africa, she's the 100 most influential women in Ghana, 100 most inspirational women in Africa, all this stuff. She's a broadcaster with 3 shows, including a show called Shiro's, which is shown in 9 countries on the continent. And now she's, I just happened to strike up a conversation with her. I thought that's a long shot. She's in media. She would have any PR team. She did have a PR team, but we started talking. And it turns out she's coming to Canada and everything developed. Now I'm her PR team. And not only that, but I'm the executive producer of Shiro's locally, the North America version, from LinkedIn, from just starting a conversation. So once in a while I go to LinkedIn and be like, oh, you look interesting. Maybe we should know each other. And it's not a pitch, but just to like, this is what I do. What do you do? Yeah. And I end up getting a new client. But other than that, everybody comes organically, where it's literally they see me on Facebook or Instagram doing stuff for people they know or their friends. All of a sudden, are sharing. You know, all they hire me, and in the next month, they're sharing that they're on 3 podcasts, they're featured in this major article. They're, you know, doing this speaking engagement. So people start to notice and go, oh, wait a minute, how'd you do that? And then they say, oh, I have this publicist, you know. So it's phenomenal.
Right. Awesome. Well, results, you know, definitely speak for themselves. And, you know, that's what people want. They want results. They want to be able to get ahead. And, you know, you don't know. You know, you don't know who you can come across and what they're doing. So always just keep that networking line open. Always make sure your confidence level is up so you can talk to these people and, you know, have your pitch, like you said.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And genuine. Pitch doesn't mean like fake or false. It just means that's your elevator pitch. That's your little, it's like, it's not your resume, it's your experiences, but also a little bit more than that. Not all of your experiences. It's got to be a paragraph or two. You don't want it longer than that. And you want it to be like exciting. Your audience is media, and you're trying to convince them that you'd be a compelling, you know, guess. So here's what I do, but also a good tip is to say, here are 3, you know, here's, for example, 3 segments that I can speak on. Tracy can speak on, so I bet you myself, I could say, you know, Tracy can speak up on, you know, how to build your brand, how to catapult yourself to the top of your industry. Or she can speak on building up your confidence to build up your brand. Or she can speak on what is a power woman. So now I've given them 3 solid ideas. They can think, oh, shit, yeah, I can see that being my show, you know, a segment on my show. As opposed to just saying, you know, Tracy is a publicist that has done all this stuff. They'll be like, that's okay. Why tell me that?
Right.
You gotta, you know.
Absolutely.
It's true. They've gotta see the story right away, right? They've gotta see the and say, oh, and because if they're interested, then they're like, okay, you know, right? Then my audience will be interested.
Uh huh. Absolutely, and learn something, you know. Oh, great. Well, Tracy, well, I think we're gonna wrap it up here.
Okay, friend.
It's been wonderful having you.
It's been great to be on. No, thank you so much. It's a privilege.
Likewise, likewise. And, well, we'll definitely, you know, be in touch with each other. And, hey, maybe, you know, we can have you back on and you can give us some more updates and tips.
Yeah, and stay in touch. I'd love to stay in touch and see all the, you know, adventures you're doing. And, of course, I'll keep on listening to hear about all the great entrepreneurs and, you know, everybody else that you have on your show. So thank you so much again for providing this platform for me and for others. And, you know, I'm sure I'll send some people your way and maybe they'll be good fits for the show as well.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tracy. You enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week.
Okay, bye-bye, love.
All right, bye-bye.
Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.